If I can just ask you to give me your name, age, and hometown.
Tom Tabor, 82, Madison, South Dakota.
Can you just give me your rank and your unit you served with as well?
Well, I ended up on a destroyer escort, the USS Fraw, and a few things led up to that, but that's where I spent most of my time.
Okay, what was your rank?
A sonar man, second class.
How aware were you of what was going on overseas before Pearl Harbor?
Very little.
Did you decide to enlist because of Pearl Harbor?
No, I was in high school at the time, so I enlisted in a college program. In the Navy, you have to be a college graduate to be an officer, and I obviously didn't have that qualification, so they had a program where they would send you to college. So I enlisted in that program and ended up, started out at the University of Minnesota in a accelerated, unfortunately, academic program towards a degree.
Was it accelerated because of World War II?
Well, yes. They were trying to obviously get people qualified to serve as an officer in the Navy. It was so accelerated, in fact, that I had never learned to study, apparently, in high school, and they took a college algebra book in 6 weeks, and it went too fast for me, and I failed to maintain the academic standards necessary to stay with the program.
How was training for you for the Navy? How was, from going to school into the Navy, how was that training for you?
When I left the college program, I went up to the Great Lakes Naval Training Center, North Chicago, and to boot camp. And that was, they just put you as a physical, pretty strenuous physically, and you learn the do's and don'ts of Navy life, and ended up as a seaman with an entry rank for anybody going into the Navy.
How long were you in the Navy as in the service during World War II? Did you serve the whole length of the U.S. entry into World War II?
I went in a month out of high school in 1943, and it came out in, I think it was March of 1946. So it was like 33 months was my tenure.
How was life on a ship? And where did you also, like, where was your ship? Were you in the European front?
The ship was commissioned down in Orange, Texas, of all places. Which doesn't seem, there's no shipyard there now. I looked for it and can't find it. But it was, as was a lot of things in those days, everything was accelerated because of the war, and they were building ships any place they could. And this was in Orange, Texas. I was there when the ship was commissioned, meaning when it was officially a Navy ship, as part of the pre-commissioning detail that was assigned to the ship before it was ever officially a Navy ship. We went on this destroyer escort, the DE they called them, that went from there to every new ship has a shakedown to find out if it's ready for duty. And we had that in the Gulf of Mexico, then went on up to Norfolk, which was a big naval base at that point, and then made two trips across the Atlantic to Marseille, France. The ship was designed as an escort vehicle, and they had a group of destroyer escorts and a destroyer that were a group that escorted troops at this point across the Atlantic. And you were anti-submarine, as German submarines were a real threat. So this ship was designed as an anti-submarine vessel. The sonar, which is what I was involved with, is underwater sound that sends out a ping, so-called. And if it hit something, it echoed back. And you could determine by the sound level frequency of the difference between the outgoing signal and the incoming one, whether it was sub or whatever it was coming towards you or going away from you. It's called a Doppler. And that was the principle of the sonar, was this Doppler effect, change in frequency of the sound going out and coming in. And you pinged your way across the Atlantic and escorting the troop ships, protect them from the submarines. We did that twice. The war in Europe was ending at that point, so they sent us down through the Panama Canal and out to the Pacific, and we ended up in the, mainly in the Philippine Islands. And this was still convoy, but it was supply ships and the troops and the necessary follow-up for the, that goes along with any maneuver. So it was pretty boring, actually. You were convoying tugboats, which go like 2 or 3 knots, which is like less than 5 miles an hour. So it was rather boring. So I was not in the shooting war, so to speak, although there was obviously some danger involved. We were never bombarded or shot at or in real peril at all, so I can't claim any heroics. And we were there for the duration of the war and then went back to California, to Long Beach, where we sat until we were discharged.
Was there any harrowing like experiences that like you could say that you felt afraid for your life, or was it generally safe, like you said?
It was generally pretty safe. The weather was the scariest part of it. When we claimed, as being aboard a destroyer escort, which is a pretty small ship, that we should have had sub pay, because part of the time the waves were going clear over the top, and flight pay because sometimes you were almost out of the water. So the storms in the Pacific were the most dreaded thing. But we were never really under bombardment or in a naval engagement with larger ships. It was kind of the service group to support the troops.
What did you believe at the time was at stake with the war, and how did you feel like your participation was helping?
Well, sometimes we wondered. As I said, it was kind of boring. I don't know that we ever really got too philosophical about it. You know, you were there on this ship with other shipmates and just putting in your time without a lot of, as I say, there was nothing philosophical about our attitude, I don't think. It was, you know, I was 17 when I went in, and I'm still 3 years later, you're barely 20. So it was a teenager, actually, tossed on this ship with all these other teenagers. So there was no deep thought involved in why we're here or what are we accomplishing. It was just day-to-day routine that occupied your time.
How much did you see of other people's effects? Like the guys you supported, how often did you see them? Was there a chance to see how they were affected?
Well, you know, we were pretty well confined to the ship. The Philippines, very seldom did we get off the ship. I guess we were ashore in Manila a time or two. But the other places that we were involved with were not touristy places. They were just military installations or whatever. The only time we saw the real war, so to speak, was when you were tied up in a large harbor with some larger ships, and you could see the cruisers and the battleships and the aircraft carriers and those that were actually doing the fighting. Our exposure to landings that you might think of in the Pacific was non-existent, actually, because they were different types of ships that did those things, and we were kind of the workhorses, the mules of the support portion of the war.
Is there anything else you'd like to say, or maybe people should maybe remember about your experience?
As I said, I was in the Navy at a month out of high school as a 17-year-old kid. It's hard to even fathom that in my own mind nowadays. You know, I see 17-year-old kids and I think, boy, it would be awful to have to send them off to some shooting war. But that was the way of life in those days. You either were drafted, if you waited long enough, or you enlisted to speed up the process. It was a bunch of kids out there at that point.